Hello, this is Drew Phoenix and Courtney Shackelford for Southwestern College Soundbites, and we're going to be talking about the New Earth Institute class called Trauma, Theory, Process, and Intervention that Courtney attended recently. And Courtney, can you just tell us a little bit more about the class?
Yes, I can. I was in it. yeah, it was really cool. I do feel like the reason I'm in the program for Trauma, Grief, and Renewal, if you haven't heard before on a previous episode, but that's one of the classes that's offered. And something that as a consideration as a future therapist that one might run into is clients that have experienced trauma. And I think a major thing for me was that you know, everyone has trauma. So I feel like a critical piece of learning as a, you know, as someone who will be a therapist in the near future. So,
I agree. I think that the field of trauma has grown quite a bit over the years. And there's a lot more research than there was, say, 20 years ago. So I think we attract a lot of people to Southwestern College who are interested in trauma and who want to take a program, like a degree program, but then combine it with a trauma studies or a certificate in trauma, grief, and renewal.
Yeah, and I think another thing about that is, you know, I had a little bit of a baseline for trauma just based off of classes that I'd taken with my degree program. So it's like the class might have been like, I remember specifically in my psychopathology class, like we talked about some trauma considerations. So it's like the class wasn't, you know, this is all about trauma, but we did spend some time with trauma. And I've seen that in a couple of different classes that, you know, I need to take for my degree and not just extra.
Good to know.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
So I'm just curious to hear more about the class. I know that there were some guest speakers. Can you say more about those and what their specialties were?
Right. Yeah. So we had three different guest speakers. The first one was Lee Cartwright. And he is he's been a presence at Southwestern in the past, too. I think he's done some workshops for us at our TNH conference, actually. That's Transformational and Healing Conference. But he was excellent. He's such, like, his presentation was so well organized, and the information, it was all about, like, the biology of trauma, you know, because this is what I've heard over and over and over again since I got here, but it's like trauma lives in the body, trauma lives in the body, trauma lives in the body, you know, and that's why when someone's having a trauma response, it's not like a mind over matter situation. It's like the matter is taking control of the mind, you know, and that's, I mean, that's why people have, you know, it's like they get triggered and then, you know, they just go off the wall. And that's because of how it's just integrated into their system.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I actually wrote down something. So and one thing that a question that I kind of get in admissions, it's, you know, like, what do we read here? You know, so that's something that it's kind of nice to bring in, I thought. So for this particular class, The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk, that was required reading for the class. So kind of keeping in mind what I just said, I pulled this quote from it, but it's, people may not be aware of connection between, quote, crazy feelings and reactions and the traumatic events that are replayed. They have no idea why they responded to some minor irritation as if they were about to be annihilated. You know, and I feel like, I mean, that's, I think, a major takeaway from the class because it's, you know, someone has this response and it's not that they're crazy. It's like, I mean, they're reacting in a totally valid way based on prior experiences.
Yeah, and I think that I was in the field for quite some time working with trauma interventions through an employee assistance program. And one of the key things that we had counselors doing was step one, educating the clients or groups of clients about what trauma looks like. Just because of that, I think that there is a lot of misunderstanding. And then once you educate a client or educate an employer about what trauma looks like, then the next step is having the treatment or the intervention that will support the client in healing.
Yeah, see, that's awesome. And I feel like that's a really nice way to bring that into, like, what are you even going to do with, like, what do you do with this after?
Well, yeah. Yeah. And I think that, you know, for me, I worked as a behavioral health consultant, and I was educating employers, human resources managers, and employees about what trauma looked like, particularly after a violence in the workplace incident. And just that educational piece was so important, because we tend to go into judgment, self-judgment, when we are having these symptoms that we can't explain. Mm-hmm. And they can't really, someone who is experiencing trauma symptoms can't always place it back to the incident. So the more education they get, the more they realize, oh, loss of sleep, having trouble concentrating, anxiety, depression, all of these symptoms can relate back to the original incident that happened. And I think that just that educational piece, it's so important. But in your case, you're actually going deeper into the process of what trauma looks like in the body in this mm-hmm. class, and some treatment. Can mm-hmm. you say more about that?
Yeah, so we had, so our next guest speaker was actually an EMDR specialist.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, so EMDR, you know, I've learned about it some while I've been here. And it's one of those things where it's, that's more, it's like, it's a post-education scenario, essentially. Like, you do need to get certified in EMDR to do it.
And EMDR is eye movement desensitization reprocessing.
Yes, thank you.
And I hope I got that right.
I think you did. It seems to match the letters. Right. Yeah, so, and what was wonderful about this woman is she's, you know, she's in the area, and she's known as an expert. So she came in, and the way she delivered this material, she talked about, you know, what it was like to do EMDR with clients, kind of the type of eye movement tools you might use, you know. And then she also, what was really important is she talked about the brain. So going back to those trauma responses and talking about, you know, like what happens to the amygdala, which people call like the smoke detector of your brain, you know, which as like someone who is really traumatized, that becomes very sensitive. So it's very easy to basically press that button. So with what her work is about is not, you know, making it so it's not pressed, but it's like the time between when that's pressed and when they're able to, I guess, get out of their reptilian brain into, like, they call it like the third brain, you mm-hmm. know, that time. She just wants to decrease that, mm-hmm. you know, because it's not like this trauma never happened, because it did happen, you know, right. But it's, that's the type of work that she does. And
that's great.
Yeah. And she was so funny, you know, so I mean, I loved her presentation. It was awesome.
That's wonderful. So. Well, what was the biggest takeaway from the class?
Well, I mean, definitely the piece about, I already talked about this, but trauma just being in the body. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that, just having that, you know, that type of being able to work with someone in a nuanced way, I think is really important, because, you know, someone who has a lot of trauma, you know, and just talking to them about it, you know, you're not dealing with the body as much. Which, that I think, you know, I mean, it's not that, you know, talking and the story isn't mm-hmm. important, you know, but you can't necessarily start with that.
That's actually a really good point. Trauma does reside in the body, and so talk therapy just may not be enough. Mm-hmm. So modalities like EMDR or art therapy mm-hmm. or somatic techniques could be really effective in treating trauma.
Yeah, and so I think that was, honestly, like, it was great, because we ended with Kate Cook, who was the third presenter, and she is the director of a program here, so that's the Interpersonal Applied Neurobiology Program, And she came in and did some psychodrama stuff with us. And it was just, it was really amazing just to see how that could really work with people, because that did involve the body. It also involved a group. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of different people basically collaborating to help someone else's nervous system, which is kind of really cool and nerdy and beautiful sounding.
No, it is.
So
I love that.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was great. So it was, you know, we did one exercise where we talked about resourcing, which there were four different chairs. So the chair in the middle was supposed to represent resource, and there was like a candle on it. And then we had to kind of situate ourselves between one chair, which was grief, one chair, which was loss, and one chair, which was trauma. And so figuring out where to actually put your body with that. I know for me, I was totally exhausted. And then I was vocal about that. But I was so tired. And then I think it was great because she was so sensitive to just how tired the class was after an exercise like that, that, you know, the next part of it was like, we're just going to do some resourcing now and it's okay.
So, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I really like about our classes, is that they're experiential and you learn through practical experience and just through those types of exercises, but they can also be really tiring.
Oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for talking about your experience. And
you're welcome.
Look forward to our next Southwestern Soundbites.
I know, I'm sure it'll be great. All right, thanks,
Signing
Drew.
Off.